Washington Governor Jay Inslee has unveiled his plans to reduce gun violence just a day after President Obama's executive order on tightening background checks and other measures. But Inslee is taking a different tack. As KUOW's healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna tells us, Inslee is approaching gun violence as a public health problem.
Governor Inslee opened his announcement with some sobering information that gun violence has scarred countless families in Washington state, that gun-related deaths exceed motor vehicle deaths, and that suicides account for nearly 80% of all firearm deaths.
This is a public health crisis, and we're going to address with a new public health approach.
And as with any public health approach, it starts with research. Inslee has ordered state agencies like the Department of Health, along with the University of Washington and local agencies, to gather data on gun-related deaths and injuries. That information will be used for future policies and strategies in reducing gun violence. Inslee says this approach has worked to reduce motor vehicle-related deaths.
The result was a suite of strategies to increase seatbelt use, DUI enforcement, law enforcement, and improved vehicle design.
Inslee says 20 years ago, people didn't use seatbelts. Today, it's the rule. Inslee has also directed the Department of Health to implement the state's newly released suicide prevention plan. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.